His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here this evening to continue in the Word of God. We are in Romans chapter 11, and we have been going through the epistle of Romans. Of Paul to the Romans, and we have been gleaning from these chapters, and we are in chapter 11, and we're going to continue from verse 23 of Romans chapter 11. We have seen in this chapter and in the two previous chapters that Paul was really addressing the Jewish people, reminding the Jewish people that there is hope for their salvation in Christ Jesus, and was reminded also the Gentiles that they were engrafted in. They were from the wild olive tree. So they were not God's chosen people, but God, through his mercy and grace, has given them access to the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. And we have to come to know and understand that salvation comes for all of humanity. But God's chosen people, salvation was first delivered to them. Jesus came to his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become sons of God. So we are going to continue in Romans chapter 11 and verse 23. That's where we stopped last week. And then we're going to go on to the rest of the verses and finish that chapter. So before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your great love towards us. Your word says that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you for the hope that we have in you, Jesus. Thank you for the rest that comes only from you. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, O God, that we will apply your word unto wisdom. Grant us, O God Almighty, a heart that will be hungry for you. O God, stir up in us a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. And your word said that we shall be filled. Give us, O God Almighty, Lord Jesus, that desire for more of you. And help us, O God, as we continue to glean from your word, that our lives will be transformed because our minds will be renewed by your word. Father, we thank you again for what you're doing in this season. Thank you, O God, for this radio program, O God, that many are listening to at this time. And I thank you, O God, that as they listen, they will not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Father, I give you thanks, I give you praise, honor, and glory as I look to you by faith. For your word, O God, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Father, we bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Praise God. So we are continuing in Romans chapter 11, verse 23. And the word said, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. And Paul speaking here of the Jewish people. Paul was saying that if the Jewish people come to put their faith in Christ Jesus, they shall be grafted in. They shall come into a relationship with God the Father through putting their faith in Jesus Christ the Son. For God is able to bring them in as his children again, sons through faith in Christ Jesus. And we see in 2 Corinthians 3:15 to 16, it says, but even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. So Paul was saying, even up to this time when he was writing, when Moses was read, when the law was read among the Jewish people, that veil was still upon their hearts. They were still living up to the, trying to live up to the standard of the law. They were still trying to keep God's law to bring forth righteousness, not knowing that Christ has already come, not believing that the Messiah had already come. So the veil was still upon their heart. They were still blinded to the truth that salvation has come. They were still blinded to the truth that the Messiah had come. So the veil was still upon them. They were still blinded to the truth of Jesus Christ. Paul said, but nevertheless, when they shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When they shall come into faith in Jesus Christ, when they shall come putting their faith in Jesus Christ, that veil shall be taken away. And people of God, only the Holy Spirit can take away that veil. And he is available to take away all the veils from off God's people that is preventing them from seeing Christ for who he is, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he came, he died, he rose again, and he lives forevermore. And he ever lived to make intercession for us. So we are going to Romans 11, 24. The word said, For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? So Paul, speaking to the Gentiles at this time, saying that if they come from the olive tree, which is wild by nature, meaning they know not the true and living God, but through his grace and mercies brought them into salvation through the preaching of the gospel that they believed. So what Paul was saying is that there is hope for the Jewish people who have been broken off. They have been broken off. There are branches, natural branches that have been broken off. So it's very easy for them to be grafted in again. It's very easy for them now to come to faith in Jesus Christ. So Paul was saying that because the Gentile people who were of the wild olive tree, they were grafted in. Much more now, the Jewish people who was just broken off, it will be easy now for them to come to put their trust in Jesus Christ, to come back into fellowship with God the Father through putting their faith in Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah. So Paul was really bringing it forth that there is hope for the Jewish people to come to faith in Jesus Christ. Look on verse 25 of Romans chapter 11. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness is in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile be come in. So Paul was saying to the Gentiles that he didn't want them to be unaware of this mystery, this hidden truth, lest they should be operating in their own selfish wisdom. He wanted them to be aware that Israel is partially blind to the gospel until the Gentiles fully come to the knowledge of God. Verse 26 of Romans 11. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And Paul was quoting from Isaiah 59, 20. The word said, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord, unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. So Isaiah prophesied this so many years before Christ came, that the Redeemer would come, the Deliverer would come to Zion, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. So he came with salvation for Israel. He came as the Jewish Messiah to save his people and to save all of humanity from their sins. So Isaiah prophesied that long ago, that the Redeemer shall come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression. So there's a turning that God's people has to do. God's people has to turn from their sin. But grace has come to each and every individual who has decided to put their trust in God. His grace is sufficient for us, and his grace is available for every individual. So his grace is available to save the Jewish people as well. The word of God says we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So there is hope for the Jewish people. Look on verse 27 of Romans chapter 11. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. So the Lord was speaking again. This word was written in Isaiah 59:21. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. And Paul, as I said before, was quoting from the prophet Isaiah. So this was Isaiah 59:29. It says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my word which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. So the Lord is saying that he is the one that he's going to put that faith in them. He is the one that is going to put that word in them. He is the one that will save, for he is mighty to save. The word of God tells us that no one come to Jesus unless the Father draws him. So the people of God, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But it is the Holy Spirit who brings that gift of faith to every individual. And his Holy Spirit is the one who opens the hearts of individuals to receive God's word. So it is showing us, people of God, that the Holy Spirit will bring conviction. But we have to be willing to hear his voice and to obey. So we pray that obedience will come to the hearts of the Jewish people, that they will come to obey God's word and be saved by putting their trust in Jesus Christ the Lord. Look at verse 28 of Romans chapter 11. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are become for the Father's sake. They are beloved for the Father's sake. What Paul was saying was that the Jewish people are enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ for the benefit of the Gentiles. But they are still God's chosen people for the sake of the fathers of Israel. And when he speaks of the fathers of Israel, he's speaking of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember, people of God, God is a God of covenant, and he has made his covenant with Abraham. He has made his covenant with Abraham, and his covenant is a perpetual covenant, people of God. God is a God of covenant. He cannot break his covenant. The Jewish people are his people and will be his people forever. But they have to come to know that they have to put their trust in Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah. The word of God tells us, Jesus himself spoke in John 4, that salvation is of the Jews. So salvation comes through the Jewish Messiah. So people of God, it is showing us that the Jewish people will always be God's chosen people for the sake of the fathers, for the sake of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because God has made his covenant with these fathers of Israel. So God is a God of covenant. He cannot turn back from his covenant, people of God. He's a faithful God. He's a God of his word. So he will not turn back, and he cannot turn back on his covenant promises. So people of God, there is hope for Israel to be saved. There is hope for them to open up their heart and give their life to Jesus Christ. Look at verse 29. Verse 29 of Romans chapter 11. For the gift and calling of God are without repentance. The word is saying, for the gift and calling of God, it cannot be revoked. So even though they have not yet turned to God, the gifting and the calling that God has placed on them is still in effect. It's still in effect. Even though they have not yet turned to God in repentance. So the gift and the calling of God are without repentance. So God is not going to revoke all the gift and calling that he has placed on his people. No. But he's calling on them to repent. He's calling Israel to repent. He's calling the whole world to repent. He's calling all nations to repent and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to know him as Lord and Savior. Look at verse 30 of Romans chapter 11. For as ye in time past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. So Paul was saying that the Gentiles in time past did not have faith in the true and living God. Yet now they have received the mercy of God because the Jewish people failed to believe. And we see people of God where John the Apostle wrote in John 1, 11 through 12. He said he came unto his own. Jesus came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So it is assuring us, people of God, that the Jewish people had rejected the Messiah. And now salvation is open to all. And we see, people of God, that God is sovereign, God is God, and he does as he pleases. He has chosen Israel as his people, and he sent salvation first to his own people. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. And that is showing us something, people of God, that we must first look out for our own. Many times we are saved, and our families are not yet saved, but we are out there all over the world evangelizing and trying to get other people saved. And our people are not yet saved. But God is saying to us today, go to your household first. Go to your household first. Jesus said, I come to the lost sheep of Israel. I come to my own people first. So we must go to our own people first, go to our family members, bring them the good news of Jesus Christ and see if they will accept the good news. But let us not be going so far off and we leave our household, we leave our family members to die in their sins. Let us be careful. This is a principle here that we can learn and understand and practice, that we go to our people first. Go to our family first. Jesus is of the Jewish people. So he salvation came to them first. But they refused. He came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power or the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. So people of God, salvation comes for all of humanity, but it was first offered. It first came to the Jewish people and they refused. They failed to believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. They failed to believe that he is the anointed one. Look at verse 31 of Romans 11. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also will obtain mercy. So Paul was saying that the Jewish people at that time did not believe that through the mercies of God that was shown to the Gentiles, that same mercy will also be shown to the Jewish people. Even so, have they also now not believed that through your mercy, they also will obtain mercy. The Gentile had received mercy from God, that they now can obtain salvation. So also will the Jewish people obtain mercy to receive salvation of the Lord. Look at verse 32 of Romans 11. For God has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. That's the King James Version saying, for God has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. The New King James Version said, for God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. People of God, they were so locked up, the Jewish people, they were so locked up in their disobedience that only the mercy of God could save them. Only the mercy of God could save them. And many of time, people of God, we have to understand, it doesn't matter how hardened that person has become. It doesn't matter how locked up or how bounded that person have become in their sinful state. People of God, there is always hope. For God is a God of mercy. God is a God of grace. He is able to save to the utmost those who call upon him. So God is willing and ready to save humanity. But we have to come to put our trust in Jesus Christ. Come to that place of complete surrender. The Holy Spirit is always bringing conviction. But where do we put these convictions when they come? Do we just ignore them? Or are we willing to say yes to Jesus? We must not turn from these convictions when they come. The more we turn from the convictions, is the more hardened we become. So, people of God, even though these words were written so many years ago, these words are for us today also, that it doesn't matter how locked up we are in our disobedience to God. His mercy is available to save us also. Not only to save the Jewish people, but to save us also. So if you are not yet saved, God's mercy is available to you. His grace and his mercy is available to all those who will run to him and cry out, save me. Look at verse 33 of Romans 11. Paul wrote, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. So Paul was saying, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. He was there. He was in awe. So he cried out, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment. We cannot fathom his justice. We cannot fathom his ways. His ways are past finding out. We can't understand it. People of God, we have to come to understand that God is God. So Paul has to stand out in awe and wonder at the wisdom, the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. This is a treasure that we are supposed to value so much. Just the truth that we have come to know God. We have come into a relationship with the true and living God. This is something that we should treasure. And we should see this as the greatest thing that could happen to any human being is to come into a relationship with the true and living God, the God of the universe. Paul stood in awe of who he is and cried out, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways are past finding out." Look at verse 34. "For who has known the mind of God? Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor?" People of God, not one of us can truly know the mind of God. We can't know him. Only what he reveals to us we know. So Paul said, "Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor?" Who can give him counsel? Who can give him advice? The psalmist cried out in Psalm 139:6, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it." So Paul was saying that we cannot know the mind of the Lord, or we cannot give him advice, for he is God. He is above all. He is the supreme being, the sovereign God who rule and reign over everything. Look at verse 35 of Romans 11. Who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. So Paul asks the question, who has first given to the Lord, and it shall be repaid to him? So we look in verse 36, the last verse of Romans 11. "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." So everything comes through him, people of God, and exists by him and made for his glory. Everything that we see is for him, and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. To him alone be glory forever. Amen. So let it be. Everything comes through him, people of God. Everything exists by him. The word said everything consists by him. And everything was made for his glory. He is God. And he alone deserves the glory, the honor, and the praise. So we have to come to understand who our God is. And we cannot see him, or we cannot perceive him as a man. He is God. And if we perceive him as a man, then we are going to limit him. But we have to come to know that he made everything for him, and through him and to him are all things made. To him be glory forever. Amen. Blessings, blessings. God bless you all. We'll stop here this evening. And I thank you all for listening. We have come to the end of Romans 11. And I trust that you have learned a lot from this chapter. God bless you. We are going to pray and close. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you, O God, that your ways, O God, are unsearchable. O God, we thank you that you are God. Paul said, "O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of who you are, O God." So we just thank you this evening that you are our God and our Father. And we thank you, O God, for the privilege to come to hear your word. And we pray that you will continue to illuminate your word to us, that your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Blessings. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, "Thy Word is a Lamp." You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.